Okay, well, let's get going, unless there are any objections. So I sent out an agenda late last week with several attachments to it, and the first order of business on the agenda was just a review of the minutes from the March meeting. And I would just like to note if there are any objections or any comments, additions to the minutes as circulated. I'll take that as everybody's okay with the minutes as they were circulated. Okay, thank you. And really what I wanted to get out of this this call was a brief discussion about the documents, but only in really so much as we are prepare ourselves for actually getting together in Singapore. And I submitted three documents to the email list. One was an overview of the contribution models that we had discussed thus far, as well as anything else we could dream up. And I'd like to note actually that Catherine Reynolds, my policy person at .ca, is sitting on the call as an observer, and she did much of the legwork on unearthing any of the possible models. So that just gives a very high-level overview. The other document was just, again, an introductory or preliminary document that looked at the various activities that ICANN supports between GTLDs and CCs. And it was really just a document that's food for thought. I would like to be able to take any other comments or add to that list as time goes on. But I think it was certainly a very fulsome start to getting a sense of what does ICANN really fund for the CC community versus the GSpace community. And then finally was the overall timeline that I think that the group should set for itself and be working towards. And again, that's a preliminary one. Certainly open to discussion, but I think it's a reasonable one at this point. So I guess first off, hopefully we'll take the most straightforward, which is the timeline. You can see it does measure itself, in a sense, against a number of the ICANN meetings and sets a timeline for approximately 5 ICANN meetings, or roughly a year and a half, 18 months. And again, as you can see from the timeline, it's quite high level, but just gives a sense of what I think some of the major milestones along the way will be. And I guess first I'd like to get any comment if, in terms of whether we can come to conclusion on that being a reasonable timeline and milestone work schedule that we can work towards. Any feedback on that? I guess I should just confirm, everybody received the email I'm talking about with the agenda and the attached documents?
Yes, we did.
It's Keith. Yep. Yes, was received, and yes, the timeline looks good to me.
Okay. And I think, you know, at this point, really at the outset of this endeavor, you know, this is the best guesstimate. Clearly, if there are any issues along the way, then it may stretch on. But it seemed like a reasonable timeline to get through this issue. Now, that, I think that's going to be very much subject to us receiving ICANN-related information in particular on a timely basis. Now, I did have the benefit of sitting on the SOP call with Juan, the new controller. He had committed, now Bart, correct me if I'm wrong, providing us more detailed financial information we're looking for by late June.
Yeah, or even yeah.
Okay.
Or even to say, based on the budget, my understanding was during this week already.
Okay, preliminary.
Yes, it was this week.
Right. Late May, right.
Yeah, and so that's on the budget and say and by say additional information that the finance working group would seek. So by late June, so that would be a starting point. That was more the conclusion. Say the starting point for additional information would be the meeting in Singapore.
Okay.
The reason is by then they should have more, say, the budget out of the way, and Juan has more leg room to come up with all this information. Say the additional information on the AEG would be based on the current budget.
Right, okay. So assuming they produce as suggested at this point, then I think the timeline will hold. Of course, that from time to time has been a bit challenging getting the kinds of views of financial data that I think we require. So we'll wait to see what happens on that front. But certainly Juan at this point seems very accommodating and eager to help. So we shall see. So at this time, we'll take the timeline as the timeline for now, with the goal to be wrapping up a final report and some recommendations to the CCNSO Council by the Toronto 2012 meeting. The cost and activity comparison was really just that. It was to give a sense of what various elements are that ICANN is funding or responsible for in relation to CCs versus the G-space community. And again, this is not a hard and fast, nor is it necessarily the entire list, but I think it provides a good starting point for the discussion, and I would ask that anybody on the call just take a look at this and think about what's on it, and think about, are there any elements that we're missing for the G's or the C's? Because ideally what I'd like to be able to come up with here in order to have a reasonable conversation about what our responsibilities are is, first, do we have the complete set of services that ICANN provides listed, and a reasonable appraisal of whether we're the beneficiary of them or not versus the G-space community. I'm not really looking for any discussion at this point, more just an overview of the document and an ask that for by the time we get to Singapore, that any other elements that could be added to this list get submitted to the working group at that time. It gives you a few, gives us all a few weeks to consider it. Any questions about that document? The cost and activity comparison?
Byron, this is Mathieu speaking.
Mathieu, yes.
Well, I think it's a great document. I really like the format and the way it's put. I'm trying to play devil's advocate here and to figure what your average ICANN board member would say to contradict. I think the one of the aspects that we see in the expense area group for CCNSO is about capacity building, you know, increasing security and sponsorships. That would be an interesting aspect to include into our document, just saying that, well, there's no reason that there would be more capacity building in CCTLD than in the GTLD world, for instance, or in the GAC.
Right. And that's a good point, and I'd say that's exactly the kind of thing I would like everybody to bring to the table in Singapore, because the more robust this is, the better we'll be able to put forward a fair and reasonable argument.
And the second point that springs to my mind, and that's because Keith is on the call, is the delegation-redelegation framework of interpretation, which we have to fit somewhere in there. Because at some point it's the policy development for a registry, And it's probably not serving only the CTNSO, but also the GAC. But we have to fit it there, otherwise we'll get...
Right. It will be highlighted for us, yes. So best we present it.
Maybe.
That's really good work.
Okay, those are two very good points, and I would say both of them would merit addition to the list. And I guess just in terms of that type of a list, it's a bit subjective in the elements contained on it need to be of a sufficient magnitude to warrant mention, but it will have to be a bit subjective in terms of what we think that bar is. But certainly for now, I think the best thing is any element that we think is relevant should go up on the list, and then we can cull it from that point. Okay, thanks, Mathieu.
It's Keith here, Byron. Just adding a point to that is probably noting what is temporary versus what is a sort of permanent and ongoing commitment. I think, looking back since the CCNSO was formed, the amount of actual policy development that we've been through that requires, again, staff participation and input has been quite minimal and probably going to decline into the future once IDNs and delegations, re-delegations are sorted through. So, not wanting to set up a set of costs that might become ongoing where the work isn't would need to be sort of separated.
Right, so sort of a past and future view of this.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just scribbling some notes. Yeah, and that's a good point. And like I said at the outset, this list is really just a catalyst for discussion, and how we format it. Is a good point, and I think that there are elements on it that may be historical, as you raise, but definitely need to be noted. Okay. Thank you. Any other comments on it? Okay. So just moving through the documents, the third document was the contribution model document, and that simply was trying to put a very high-level breakdown of what we thought were models that are out there in various guises, and not showing preference to any particular one, but simply just a review of what we thought were out there. It's certainly not meant to say this is the exhaustive list, but one thing we wanted to do is make sure that we had a comprehensive list so that we could review them all, if for no other reason than to eliminate them as we move forward in this process. And I think at this point it probably bears mentioning that this particular working group is certainly going to look at the various models, and with the goal of trying to come to a conclusion on what would best serve the community. That's one key element of the work group's work. The other key element will be trying to ascertain what the fair number looks like, an ideal contribution to ICANN based on presumably what ICANN is spending on the CC community. And those, in a sense, are two separate buckets of work, and we already have one trying to work towards providing us with the information we need on that front, but they really are separate buckets. So while most of the documentation here is around contribution models, we shouldn't forget that the other key bucket is actually doing a financial analysis on ICANN's assumptions around what we are costing ICANN. So that being said, what we have here is the models that have been surfaced to date, And again, the goal on today's call was not to go through them in any particular detail, but simply highlight what they were and the various comparisons. And I would encourage all of you over the next couple of weeks that you take a look at each of them, understand them, and also perhaps take a, we've included links, so some concrete examples as best we could on what those models look like, so that we all have a feel for the various possibilities and different ways that different parts of the community have done this in terms of funding, so that when we get to ICANN when we get to Singapore, we can start having a little more robust discussion about the models themselves, and you know, possibly are there any that just simply aren't going to work that we can take off the table. But I would also encourage you, once you've taken a look at the list and reflected on it, are there any we're missing? We want to be able to surface really all the possibilities that we can to make sure that we've done as comprehensive a review as possible as we go through this process over the next 18 months. Any comments on that? Feedback? So the goal for Singapore is that if everybody could review these, and if there are any we're missing or any other various models that people are familiar with, we'd like to surface those at Singapore, so by that stage we can have a fairly definitive list of available contribution models.
This is Matthew speaking. One idea of a model that came to me when reading the list, and I think may be missing, is the model, the type of model that we get with financing IETF, for instance, where most of the financing comes from a third party, and it's basically IETF is funded essentially by ISOC.
Right.
And so third-party funding is a very common model in terms of when you go to standardization bodies.
Okay.
So I think it would be worth putting it on the list.
I think you're right. Okay, thank you.
Baron Vega here. Look, I've run through this document, particularly these models, and I'm happy that at least we have some options now. I think my first concern when we started, I think we were back in Cartagena, was what models or options that we could look at. So I think this is a good compilation. I was also impressed by the work that the budget working group had done up to March 2006. We are still going to explore these models in details, but I liked those guiding principles when I looked at the presentation that they made in Wellington, in particular, because initially my gut feeling was that we should look at what it costs ICANN to provide the service to the CCs. But then that working group comes up with other aspects of our relationship with ICANN, like the general support for the ICANN structure, the correlation between benefits and the financial contribution. So I'm happy. I think it's a matter of us sitting down and exploring these in detail, including Matthew's latest edition.
Okay, thank you. And maybe just to tease that out a bit too, if I heard you right, I think there are going to be the very hard costs, and we'll be able to come to conclusion on what those are. I mean, I'll use that assumption because we'll get good data and we'll be able to ascertain exactly what the various elements are. And then I think there will be some discussion later in the process about what are the other subjective elements that have value to us but that aren't necessarily captured on an income statement.
Fully agreed.
We'll leave that for another day once we get to, in theory, the easier ones, which are the hard numbers. Moving down that document a bit, and this was just for reference. This material is available, but I wanted to just make it quick and easy to access and include it in this document, which was a two-year review of the ICANN budget numbers. And just to give you a sense of how ICANN is breaking it down and looking at it, and just to remind everybody of how ICANN is suggesting the numbers are allocated. So it's last year's budget and this year's proposed budget, this coming year's proposed budget. And it really gives you a sense of the breakdown in terms of how ICANN is spending the money. And I think it leads to a lot of interesting questions, you know, many of which, of course, are relevant to this working group, but certainly just in general. When you look at it and you look at the changing numbers over time, it certainly brings some interesting questions to the fore, not the least of which is, you know, between last year and this year, why are we seeing a roughly 33% increase in expense allocation to the CCNSO community? Not to be inflammatory out of the gate, but I'm not sure I saw a 30% uptick in services delivered to the CCNSO between last year and what's contemplated this year. So I just we'll go back and unearth the previous ones as well, but this was just to give a frame of reference to comparison between what we see in the budget this year, this coming year, FY12, versus what was in it for FY11. You can see many similarities, but certainly the number is different and increasing in terms of the assumptions around the CCNSO, when in fact most of the discussion that we've had, and I'm not saying all of it, but certainly most of the discussion we've had in the public, more public forums with Akram and Juan, and about trying to reduce some of the costs. So I thought that was just interesting to note. But really, this is just background information for your benefit. Any further comments at this point? I think there was a couple of good suggestions there. So in terms of moving forward in this process while we really get organized, there's certainly, I think, a fair amount of work to do just in terms of taking a harder look at each of the models, and in a sense what I think would be of value, but I'm very much open to discussion here, is for smaller subgroups, two or three members, to take a look at the individual models and work through them to fundamentally come out with a pro and con list and recommendation on the relevance of each of the models. I think that if we could all take a little bit of work, it'll make it a much easier process. And then also there'll have to be work done around the financial statement or the financial side and the assumptions. So really a financial analysis work group. And I'm not until we see what ICANN provides, I'm a little hard-pressed to say how much or how little work effort that is going to be. But I would suggest there are probably folks within our work group who are going to be more predisposed to looking at doing the model analysis, and some who might be more predisposed to looking at the financial analysis. So I'd like to break the overall work group, which is quite large, into smaller subgroups who can each bite off more manageable tasks. Does that make sense? Any comment or feedback on that?
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Otherwise, we couldn't practically go through all these models and possibilities with this big group.
Yeah, I think it's a large enough group. And Keith, maybe you can now offer some guidance here, having stick-handled a big group on a tough issue. And I know yours is obviously different, but do you have any thoughts on this?
I think given the nature of the strongly held opinions that were across such a wide range of the issues regarding delegations and redelegations were very diverse, so I think we had to discuss all the issues in the large group situation. I think it's too different to compare, and I like the idea of breaking this group into smaller working groups to take bite-sized chunks.
Okay. Yeah, that is certainly a difference. I mean, really, we're looking at different views of the same issue as opposed to many different issues.
Byron, this is Bart. I think you have a very good model with the SOP working group. They've done the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
For those who were not on the SOP.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and there for people who weren't on the SOP, basically on the SOP we took the key issues that were relevant to the CCNSO that were in the strategic or operating plan and broke them out and used small subgroups from the working group to process them, and I think it worked quite well overall. Okay, so that's going to be the fundamental work model that I'd like to use as we go forward over the next 18 months. And in terms of what we do when we come to Singapore, to me, what I'd like to get out of that meeting is what we believe to be a comprehensive list of the available models, that we will have, and I use this as an assumption, the relevant financial data that we need to get going. Although I'll put an asterisk beside that for the time being. And then in Singapore, get to the point where we can have those work groups defined and the tasks associated for those specific work groups so the people can get going over the course of the next period before the next ICANN meeting. And I'd just like everybody to think about and certainly make sure that this is in the notes, please, that clearly I'd like people to be working on what they feel most comfortable with and in a sense most interested with, it be it the policy and model side versus the pure financial side. So if I could ask people to indicate a preference to me over the next couple of weeks which side they'd rather work on, the pure financial or the model overview side, that I think would be a helpful first cut at it, at least, as we try to get 16 people organized across a number of disparate work groups.
Byron?
Yes?
I will send out an email, say, later this week to the working group so people can indicate it to you and to the secretariat.
Okay. And I'm going to suggest work groups of three, just it gives a little bit of bench strength, and given we all...
I suggest... First of all, say that the overall, not so much on the individual models, but more, say, the financial or the policy model indication.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So
based on that one, and say the financial one shouldn't be too big either, but so you have more people over the policy model one. So,
right.
But at least... A first division between them.
Yep, agreed. Yeah, I'm just saying as we move through it, it'll probably be work groups of approximately three, which provides a bit of bench strength, and given that everybody has a day job here, a bit of overlap. Does that make sense for people? So in terms of the agenda items for the Singapore meeting, surfacing of all of the available models, so we're fairly comfortable that we have covered them all. A breakdown of working groups, given that half the work group isn't here, probably just a quick review of the timeline to make sure everybody's on the same page and okay with that. And then the work plan between here and the next ICANN, or between Singapore and the next ICANN meeting. Are there any other specific agenda items that people would like included? Okay, so I'll send out another agenda as we get closer to the Singapore meeting, and please feel free if there's something that you think needs to be included. Feel free to email me directly, maybe just copy Bart and Gabby, but just email me directly on items as you think about them. And we'll get an agenda circulated the week before we get to Singapore. Okay. Any so final item on this agenda. Any other business that people want to bring up as we go forward with this?
Not from my side.
Okay. So I know we have...
Just, Matthew speaking, maybe just thanking yourself and Catherine for preparing those documents. I think they're laying the groundwork for the future of this working group, and it's kicking off very well. Thank you so much.
Okay, and we'll have to include Bart in there because he was the driving force behind the cost and activity comparison. So it was a
well deserved extension to Bart as well.
It was a joint effort. Okay. All right, well, I know we had an hour booked, so I think I found a free 20 minutes for everybody here.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, folks.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
All in Singapore.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone.
Bye.